This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? I said that kind of lazy. Another hour of What's on Your Mind is on the air. I don't want to get in trouble with Todd here. Todd or Kevin be straightening me out. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Do you see some of the things they were wearing at the Oscars last night? I didn't actually watch the Oscars proudly. I didn't watch it, but...
No, I'm with you.
That one guy had like a dress on with the black tux kind of thing.
Yeah.
Another guy, like a blue velvet-like blazer, looked like, you know, what's the couch wearing? I mean, another guy with a red blazer that you could honestly say, so what happened to the drapes? You made him into a jacket, I guess. I don't know. But the Green Book did win, and I was glad to hear that. Again, I didn't watch it, but I heard about it. That's one worth seeing. I'm here to tell you. It's a good movie. Finally, I've seen a movie that did something at the Oscars. It's kind of fun. Senator John Hovind in just a moment here this morning on the program for another hour. We're still getting Ask Me Anything questions. Here's one. While doing taxes, my partner and I were fined $1,500 for not having insurance for 2 months. I thought we got rid of that mandate. You know why people are still getting fined? I do. The repeal does not start until 2019. So you still get fined in 2018, even though they passed it a while back. And oh, life. Isn't that something? Let me get Blake and Bismarck here before we go to the senator. Blake, what's on your mind?
Who are you?
I'm going to Blake. Blake and Bismarck. Oh. Is it? What's your name?
Mike.
I'm sorry?
Mike from Bismarck.
Oh, Mike from Bismarck. Okay, we just had it down wrong. Got you now. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, first of all, awesome show every day, every week from you guys. I appreciate what you do. And I just want to throw a shout-out up there. I travel North Dakota border to border, and I just think we have an outstanding snow removal crew and doing a wonderful job in a February that I can't remember.
Very good point. I agree with you. I agree with you. I know you always find a little thing here or there in some residential area or whatever. But, boy, every time I see them, I look up in the, you know, plow or whatever they're out there in grader and just say, man. Can you imagine? I mean, they must just be working 24/7 every day. Incredible. So.
Yeah, it's just not the interstates. It's like 2285 high travel routes out in the outfields. But yeah, just want to let them know. Good job, guys. Keep up the good work.
Very good point, Blake. Very good point. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Appreciate the call.
Day.
We're quick to complain, right? We're quick to, you know, that could be better, whatever. But we're so short with the, you know, the.
The praise.
Yeah, the accolades. Yeah. The attaboy, you know. By the way, it's easy to fall into the rut of joking about the Postal Service and how they're not as efficient as they should be. Think of what they have to do to deliver mail in this. Is there a mailbox you can get within 10 feet of because of it, you know, buried in the snow? And you got to dig that out and, you know, everybody do it. So, no, not good. And also law enforcement, they got to go out on this, whether it's good weather or bad, because there are people in ditches and in harm's way and accidents and everything else. So to all of you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you very much. Okay. Speaking of the post office, it's one of the questions we had for Senator John Hovind. We had some calls recently with some people upset about their mail delivery, and you hear that from time to time. He held a round table to deal with it and talk about it and, you know, get some open, honest conversation going. So we asked him first in our conversation. How's the post office doing overall?
You know, they're working hard and they're doing their best. But there's some things that they, some concerns, and they were good about showing up. We had the district director there who oversees North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, part of Iowa, I think, as well. He was there. He had his people. They listened. You know, there's a number of things that they're doing that will help, whether it's more equipment, whether it's trying to hire more people. And then they have this new Identified Delivery. I'm not sure I have that exactly right, but it's a new product that they have. And for anyone that's having trouble, they need to sign up for it, because what it does is every day on your phone, your cellular phone, it'll show you what mail you have coming. And then if anything's not there, all you do is hit the number they have there, and you can find out what the status is. So when people call us now, you know, we're going to get them on that system as a way to solve their immediate issue while we work to continue to make sure these other bases are covered.
No wonder they call it informed delivery. If it's telling you what you're getting, then when you actually get your mail, you can say...
Yeah, I asked them to really put a push on getting it out. And I probably didn't say informed delivery, but that is exactly it. And we want them to really push out awareness of that and encourage people to sign up, particularly if you're having issues, because it's a way for you to track your mail and get a response right away if you're not.
Also want to ask you a little bit about the farm bill. You know, it's a little bit off the radar because, of course, there was a big push to get it done, and then, so many different angles to it, and now it's about implementation, I guess, right? What are your top priorities now this bill's passed and you're watching close?
Right, so... It's a good farm bill. It takes the strengths of the one we had before, builds on it, gets some more flexibility in there. Crop insurance is always number one in terms of the risk mitigation tool for our farmers and ranchers. And they're up against it right now because of low commodity prices. So number one, crop insurance. But also we improved ARC and PLC. That's the countercyclical safety net. FSA is putting that in place now, and that will provide more help to our farmers and ranchers. So they'll be signing up for that as well. The other piece, of course, that's very important is access to credit. We expanded the loan guarantees, providing more access to credit and trade. You know, we've got to find a way to continue to break through here on trade and get markets for our farmers and ranchers.
If you didn't have the majority of your colleagues who probably don't know a farm from a football, right? I mean, there's obviously a lot of metropolitan area representing the United States. What would be perfect world for farmers? I hear a lot from growers say, you know, every time there's an emergency somewhere, a hurricane, everybody's taking care of it. But we're feeding the world, and we are doing it at enormous risk, right? And subject to all these geopolitical forces that get in our knickers a little bit. If we just get a clean slate, what would you do?
Market. I mean, free and fair access to markets. I mean, what the administration is trying to do is what we need to do in terms of getting access to those markets, so we don't have trade barriers, so we can export. You know, our livestock products and our crop products into these places like China, the Pacific Rim, globally, European Union. If we're given a fair shot, our farmers and ranchers outcompete everybody every day. I mean, the highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the world. So that really is the key to getting higher prices. Now, in the meantime, we have to help them through. You know, the administration stepped up with a market facilitation payment. At our ag roundtable today, I don't know how many times people said, boy, that really helped. That was an important shot in the arm. Same thing with the countercyclical safety net, the crop insurance, and some of these other programs. Those help our farmers in tough times, be it due to low prices or tough weather conditions. But overall, the secret are these markets. That's what we have to have. Well, you know, it's about having access to markets. Our guys can compete, no problem, if they're given a fair shake. A
couple of examples on that front that I want to ask you about. I was in Valley City today filling up the And I did put in E15, just so you know, to help do my part for our friends in the corn world and ethanol. And a farmer came up to me and said, I'm just making sure you're putting in E15.
Good for him.
I know. Good thing I did. And anyway, I just said, hey, how's things going? He said, you know, just awful, right? I mean,
yeah.
And largely, you know, there's a few things that are doing it. They're waiting, obviously, in the RFS and E15.
Low prices.
Year-round roam, but the prices. And he said, you know, the tariffs. The tariffs from China are just, you know, just totally wiped out that market for them. So how's that coming?
Well, as you know, the Chinese delegation is here now negotiating with our people, Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury, with Lighthizer, the U.S. Trade Representative, and others. So that negotiation is going on right now. We need to not only knock down those tariff barriers, but they also have to play fair. I mean, they're stealing our technology. They're infringing on our patent and our copyright laws. And so we've got to get them. That's a huge market. We've got to get rid of the tariffs, get them to play fair. While we're getting there, the administration needs to continue to put pressure on them, which they're doing, to buy more of our ag and energy products. You saw they announced they would do that. We need to try to keep pushing them to buy more ag and energy products. Well, we're negotiating to get to a hopefully a good long-term solution.
Is your gut feeling that this is going to end well, this and soon?
Yeah, the farmers and ranchers I've been talking to, including the ones at our, we had a lot of them there today. They say this is the right goal. We this is what we need. I mean, the administration is trying to get to the right place.
And at this point, it's all about China, right?
It really is. Yes. It is. Now, there's other markets we want, whether it's putting, into Japan, for example. They have barriers on our beef. That would be a very good market for us. So there are others, but China's the big kahuna. We need to get the USMCA ratified, the replacement for NAFTA. We need to, and that's with Mexico and Canada, which are big markets for us as well. We need to get that ratified. So the administration is trying to get to the right place. While they're working to get that negotiation done, myself and others who work in ag are working with Sonny Perdue and others in the ag world to try to make sure we get some help for our farmers, because they're the ones that feel the impact immediately and directly first.
Senator John Hoeven on some very important issues that we've been talking a lot about. We actually taped that interview in last week, but getting a chance to hear it today. Good stuff. More coming up, too, on the border side of this. National emergency in the law with Senator Hoeven after the break. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
When you build with Morton Buildings, you build something that lasts. And now you can build for less during Building Value Days. If you're dreaming of a personal storage building, horse barn, farm storage, home, office, insulated workshop, or even a commercial facility, take advantage of our discounted pricing on new buildings now through February 28, 2019. So don't delay. Visit MortonBuildings.com for more information.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind 20 past the hour? Back to our conversation with Senator John Hoeven in just a moment. Some of your questions will weave in here as well. And bottom of the hour, by the way, remember we have a conversation with the Benham Brothers. Yes. Brand new book called Bold and Broken, Becoming the Bridge Between Heaven and Earth. How do we do that? We'll find out. Coming up. just a little bit. Don't go away. CJ's on the line from Dak Diesel to tell us what another day brings for the crew at Dak Diesel. Morning, CJ.
Morning, Scott. How's it going this morning?
Going fantastic.
Well, that's great.
Is this a good time for business, given the fact that things are a little cold out there? Does the cold make those diesel engines groan a little bit?
Yes. It's one of those things that I'm always busy, but when the cold rolls around, it seems like I get busier. So the problems that were there before the cold, they definitely don't get better with the cold, you know. So whether it's hard starting or even oil leaks, coolant leaks, all those get worse, it seems like, with the cold. So it's one of those things that, you know, if you do have issues or whatever, definitely give us a call. You know, I got the guys thrown in a transmission right now and got another guy doing a service on a truck, and we got a couple other engines tore apart and another two that are being sent off to Rapid City to the machine shop this morning. So it's just busy down here. Never
just another
down,
day. So. If you want it fixed, yep. You want it done right for all of your repair and maintenance needs, call CJ and the team at Dak Diesel, 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Have a great day, CJ.
Yeah, you too, Scott. Talk to you later in the week.
You got it. All right, folks, we continue. And a texter says, please ask Senator Hoeven what happened to Mexico paying for the wall. Senator Hoeven is not here for me to pass along that question, but I will just answer it myself. I don't know how Senator Hoeven would answer, but that was an issue during the campaign. The president, when asked about that now, says the new North American Free Trade Agreement, they got a different name for it now, but Canadian-Mexican, you know, agreement that we have on trade will generate more than enough in the way of additional revenue to pay for the wall. So that's what he says. Patrick had that question. This one is from Henry. Henry in Fargo. Quick question. You're on. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, they talked about the Congress passing something and the president would have to veto it, right, on the national emergency. But doesn't that mean that McConnell allowed us to go up for a vote, and doesn't that mean that the Republicans in the Senate voted for it to overturn their own president?
Well, first of all, as far as allowing the vote, I think there's something because of the type of thing it is, he has no choice. It has to come to a vote, okay? So I don't think he can, based on the rules as they exist now, not allow it to come to a vote. But your later point is exactly right. It basically, what it does is it puts Republicans in the position, some of whom are squishy, and they have to decide which way they're going to go. So. And they obviously would have probably a veto-proof margin in the House. I don't know about in the Senate. But what a waste of energy. Come on. I mean, for crying out loud. The courts are going to settle this out. You don't want them to do it. The courts will tell them yes or no. You know? So it's dumb at this point. It's just more politics, which is the name of the game for the left. They've ignored this problem for how long? And now they're fighting tooth and nail to make it not happen. It's unbelievable. So, does that make sense, Henry?
Yeah, thank you. That's all. That's good. To me, it was, I didn't know that they had to have it, so that's good. I learned something. The other part was, you know, why are we voting against our own president? That's beyond me.
With you. Thanks a bunch. Texter says the post office is overwhelmed by handling Amazon parcels many times without additional carriers to handle them. That, of course, was a question earlier in our conversation with Senator Hoeven. Let's continue this now. Specific to the border and the national emergency and what's happening right now with border security. We wanted to ask him a little bit also about Senator Kevin Cramer's concern, where he's saying the Corps of Engineers, at the current pace, isn't going to be able to spend what has been allocated. There's not going to be enough wall to show for it. And so my question to Senator Hoeven was, the president is going to be a liar pretty soon when he says we'll build a wall on time and on budget if he uses the status quo.
We need to find ways to speed up the process, right, and cut through red tape and bureaucracy. And I get you've got some eminent domain issues and some of those kind of things, but we clearly have to find a way to streamline the process. And we have great companies like Fisher Industries from North Dakota. They do business all over the western half of the United States. Very impressive. They have a solution. They can build more wall or border barrier, whatever you want to call it, high quality, just the way it's supposed to be done. They can build more of it faster at lower cost. That's a win for the American taxpayer, and it gets us the national security we need. Border security is part of national security, and we need it. And so, yeah, we need to find ways to expedite that process.
You think you can bust through the swamp and help people make the right decision in that regard?
We're working on it. I think we're making some progress. So, again, we're not there yet, but I'm hopeful we can cut through it. And I think companies like Fisher Industries are the kind of companies that that can get it done. I spoke to Wanzek Construction this morning. They had like 300 people there, headquartered in Fargo. They got people all over the country doing all kinds of amazing projects, a lot of it in energy work. See, this is why I'm so excited and so proud of North Dakota. You know, we have major league companies headquartered right here in North Dakota. And it's not about just doing business in North Dakota anymore. We're doing business, you know, across this country. And I think leading the charge in many of these areas.
Well, I have one word for the Corps of Engineers, appropriator. And that'd be you, who handles their budget. So I hope they listen and really take long and hard. And I know that, you know, another thing is DHS shouldn't automatically just only go with the Corps, right? I mean, why not themselves say, well, we'll look at the Corps' proposal, but we're going to look at private contractors, too.
Yeah, how about the best solution we can get, the most cost-effective solution we can get, and do it as expeditiously? That should be the criteria, right?
See, I worry, and maybe I'm, you know, been on the radio too long, talking about this stuff, but I worry there's a lot of people in Washington, D.C. that don't want Donald Trump to succeed, and the vast majority of them are being paid for by the taxpayers of the United States. And I worry, okay, how much is this about, you know, this is a signature issue for the president, put the dollars out there, and then be able to go, oh, we blew it, we didn't do it. I mean, they want him to fail on this.
But go back to the fundamentals. I always like to talk about the fundamentals. When we cut the taxes and when we cut the regulatory burden, the economy grows. We had more than 3% growth last year for the first time in a long time. And you know what? We had more than 3% growth in wages. So that means for somebody out there working every day, working hard, not only do they pay less tax, their wages went up, so they got more money in their pocketbook. That matters to people. That's one example. When we this whole debate on the border wall, border barrier, whatever you want to call it, people know that's a national security issue. They want it. So we go to the merits, and I think we win on the merits.
You're talking about the forgotten Americans that he spoke to that voted for him, that you're absolutely right. My only question is,
they want a secure border.
They do. You're right. I mean, my only worry is, can they, along with those that do support the president's agenda in getting these things done, getting our economy going, can they win against the people that don't want him to succeed?
That's why we're out here every day talking about it. And again, convincing people on the merits, making the good argument.
Last question. I know you've spent an inordinate amount of time with the president recently on all kinds of issues, and in the Oval Office with our Secretary of State and many other folks that are making the government go. What is your sense of the Donald Trump, the Trump administration that people read about in newspapers, see on the evening news? We want to keep you in suspense as to what his answer is on the Trump administration you see in the media versus the Trump administration he sees in the Oval Office having these conversations. Are they one and the same? That and the Benham Brothers coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's looking forward to a very good meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
And we talk about something that, frankly, he never spoke to anybody about, but we're speaking and we're speaking aloud, and I think we can have a very good summit.
The president talking to governors at the White House on Monday. The president also expresses optimism about ongoing trade talks with China.
We're going to have a signing summit, which is even better. So hopefully we can get that completed, but we're getting very, very close.
Vice President Pence is meeting with Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido today. That meeting is taking place in Colombia. Meanwhile, troops loyal to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro block convoys of U.S. humanitarian aid from crossing into Venezuela. And Prime Minister Theresa May announced UK lawmakers will have a fresh vote on a Brexit deal by March 12th. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get premium blades that ensure clear vision, plus earn double points on this purchase during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, thanks to you. That's right, we have unending affection for our listeners. We're grateful for you. Thank you. Brought to you by Go Wireline. Our sponsors, too, thank them. GoWireline.com. They're in Williston. They're in Dickinson. When you need wireline, you need them on the job, you call, they'll go. Simple as that. Great careers, too. GoWireline.com/careers. We're going to talk about a great new book. And more important than that, a great topic. In just a moment, I need to finish the last answer from Senator Hoeven, we didn't get to before the break, and I just basically asked him, you've been in the Oval Office, you're sitting there with the President, the Vice President, the Secretary of State, the Chief of Staff. You know, we get a portrayal of the Trump administration in the media that it's just chaos and crazy and nuts and, you know, shooting from the hip. Are you seeing that? Is that the correct perception that's being put out there by the media? Here's what he said.
Well, you know, it goes in the media, and there's a lot of attacks that are unfair and that kind of thing. Look, he is putting forward an agenda to strengthen our country. And so when I go up there talking to him, whether it's ag, whether it's national security, border, you know, military, you name it, Secretary Pompeo was up there most recently. What an impressive guy, right? You know, he is doing just what he promised he would try to do, and that's make America stronger, more vigorous. We're seeing that in our economy. We're seeing that with the investment in our military. We're seeing that with securing the border. And so, you know, I think this is the agenda that can help our country continue to grow and prosper and become stronger. And that's what I work hard on every day when I talk to him and you know, when we do our work in the Senate.
Senator John Hoeven, fascinating conversation there. Appreciate it on all fronts. Got a chance to get into some real issues. Without any further ado, we want to welcome David Benham to the program. David's been here before, traveled a couple of times to North Dakota, along with his brother Jason, for various events for the North Dakota Family Council and others. And when I saw they had a new book, I said, man, we got to talk about this. The book is called Bold and Broken, Becoming the Bridge Between Heaven and Earth. David, welcome back to What's On Your Mind. How are you?
Actually, this is Jason. I'm filling in for David today.
Oh, you are? Okay.
You would rather have me on your show, trust me.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, don't tell them that was a true story, but no, Jason, glad to have you. How you doing?
Oh, man, doing great. Love your show. Love what you guys were talking about beforehand. You're exactly right. Now is a time in our culture where we have got to stand boldly for Jesus.
Let's talk about the culture, because, you know, sometimes I pray for the culture to sort of improve or awaken or whatever. And then I go, well, what is the culture? What does that mean to anybody? What, yeah. When you say the culture, what do you mean?
I'm talking about the environment in which we live. You know, I mean, we've got life, but then we've got the environment that allows us to flourish. And I'm not talking physical environment, although that's a facet of it. I'm talking of the spiritual, moral climate, and it would be reflected by our laws. And so however the culture goes, the laws will follow. And so when we talk culture, we're talking about the environment that allows people to flourish. Like, for instance, every single marriage has a culture. Every single married family has a culture in their family. What type of culture are we going to set up? I mean, are we going to obey God's boundaries so that we can be blessed? Or are we going to throw those off and then experience burdens outside of those boundaries? And so that's when we're talking culture, we're talking about what is going to help people to flourish the best as human beings. That's culture.
What I love about your book is I think a lot of people, you know, are going to answer some version of the question, as you just did, on what is the culture, what concerns them, and see what's happening in this world. I'll give you one, you know, dumb example, but I was in the studio the other day, and, you know, the televisions are on different channels, and one of them was left over from the Today Show, and so there was some soap opera on, okay, middle of the day. And I look up, and I look up, and I see two men in bed together with just a little bit of a blanket. Otherwise, you know, they got nothing on, right? And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I don't have a heart for people. God loves, as I say to my kids, you know, God loves all God's children, right? So I'm not in any way judging that. But that does not belong on television at 11 o'clock in the morning. And it wouldn't have been thought of. Those people have been thrown in jail 25 years ago, 30 years ago, to be able to do that, right? By the way, then it switched quickly, another soap opera moment, switched quickly to another scene where a guy was tied up in bed. He was, his arms were tied up in bed, and some woman is sitting over laughing, and you know, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So we all know it. We all know it when we see it, don't we?
Oh, we do. And you know, God does love all people, but he does not love all ideas. And so we have a responsibility to reach out to individuals and people with compassion while resisting with courage the ideas that would keep those people captive. You know, God is the one who defines the best pattern for sexuality. God is the one who designs our sexual identity. And so you look at sexual identity, sexual expression, those two things are under absolute attack today for those who would say, no, you can define, you know, if you were born with male plumbing, maybe you're still a female. It's up to you. Or, you know, two men can get together, two women can get together. None of that is true. You know, and it's also not true that a man and woman can get together in a physical way before marriage. I mean, God's best is a man, woman, monogamous in marriage, and that's his design. And yet we love all people. You know, I'm not mad at people for you know, struggling with those things, but we do have to stand against the agenda that would push that in our face. That's the difference. Well, we love the people. We're not going to stand by and just say, you know what, it's not wrong. You know, for them to push that stuff, because it is wrong. You need to take that off of the TV. You don't know if you're seeing that type of mess. So that's why we got to get people to stand.
And getting people to stand is what your book's all about. You say God needs your boldness and your brokenness, your boldness to be bold and your brokenness to transform a dying world. Give me an example of how we can be bold.
That's an awesome lead-in, because what my brother and I have seen since we got fired from HGTV 5 years ago, just under 5 years ago, is that boldness apart from brokenness makes you a bully. That's the ditch on one side of the road, that if you're bold but you're not broken, and what we mean by broken is you're broken over your own sin. Like, you realize that I'm no better than any other human being. So you're in a spirit of brokenness. That's humble. That's humility. Boldness apart from brokenness makes a bully. But on the other side, brokenness apart from boldness makes you a bystander. So you got two ditches here. You can be a bystander on one side, or you can be a bully on the other. The goal is that you would be bold on the foundation of brokenness, which means that you're humble. You believe that God loves all people, and you know that you're a sinner, you know, just as much as anybody else is. But you're also bold to stand for the truth of God's word. And when you do that, you become a bridge that connects heaven to earth. And honestly, that's something as simple as saying God bless you or Jesus loves you to the store clerk that you see on a consistent basis at the grocery store every other week, you know? And so there's always a way for us to be that bridge, and it's going to take boldness to do it.
And in your case, as you mentioned, you know what it means to be broken. In 2014, your dream is ripped apart when HGTV says, nope, we're not going to do this reality show anymore. And did you guys say, well, we can sort of tone this down or say we're sorry or something like that so we keep this reality show? No, you didn't abandon your beliefs. Obviously there was a lot of hateful accusations there, but you guys stood boldly in the faith and turned that brokenness into a bridge to reach others with a compassion. So you've given us a pretty good roadmap here of how to do it, but to stay strong, because the world doesn't want you to stay strong. The culture doesn't want you to stay strong. They want you to conform, want you to go along. And not be seen as someone that's bigoted or, you know, a Bible thumper or whatever, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. But, you know, David and I have said in several of our books, and we even said a particular chapter in this book, Bold and Broken, that we weren't always so bold. You know, there was a time where we really did think, hey, let's maybe kind of back off a little bit so we can keep our show. And yet, by God's grace, We got through that. You know, we knew it was a moment of weakness and we were able to overcome it. But man, we felt it. It was so real to us. And we could have easily drifted into the bystander ditch on the one side of the road. But we praise God. You know, Romans 12 is still alive today as it was ever when Paul wrote it, that we are not to conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, which is to take that truth of the gospel and to completely take out the lie of the devil. And the lie of the devil that he was trying to feed me and David was, hey, you'll keep this platform of getting on HGTV, reality TV, if you just be quiet about not just your faith, but be quiet about the boundaries of your faith. See, a lot of people can talk about their faith. That's not a problem. I mean, you can have anybody. I mean, whoever you are, you can be Chris Pratt. You can be Chip and Joanna Gaines. You can be anybody and talk about your faith. You can be Tim Tebow. You can talk about your faith. That's not a problem. But if you start talking about the boundaries that God has around our faith, when you start talking about the boundaries around sexuality, sexual identity, when you start talking about the boundaries around life beginning at conception, now all of a sudden you're going to get in trouble. So that's where David and I are saying, look, Christians, look, believers, talk about those boundaries. Because if you stay inside the boundaries and people stay in the boundaries, they'll experience blessing. And you're only talking about it because you love the people and you want them to be as blessed as you're blessed. So now is our time.
Now is our time. There's no question about it. That's the only way you're going to get out of this rut. Otherwise, we keep sliding towards a place that, you know, history has shown, you know, good things do not come from just sitting on the sidelines and letting it happen. And, you know, really the Bible is something that in the secular world, you talk about it and some people cringe. But I think most people recognize the historical significance of the Bible, right? Regardless of how you use that to shape your life or how you use that to shape your particular belief set. But the Bible on the issues of the culture is about as black and white simple as you can get, isn't it?
Oh, very much so. And that's why anytime a new worldview wants to come in and take out the prevailing worldview, there's you have to deal with the Bible. And what happens is that a lot of folks out there who are looking more about being or more concerned about being relevant than being reverent, they're trying to be relevant to the culture instead of reverent to God. What they do is they try to reconcile the Bible with the worldview that's coming in, and they try to make a match. It's like, okay, well, maybe the Bible doesn't say this, maybe it doesn't say that. Let's just try to all get along. But what faithful believers do is they restate, reaffirm, and reapply biblical truth in the current culture. And when they do, they'll stand strong.
All right, we'll take a short break, come back with more of our conversation with Jason Benham, one of the Benham brothers, and the book is called Bold and Broken, Becoming the Bridge Between Heaven and Earth. We'll talk about some of the examples in the book that they're using to, you know, create that bridge to reach others with the compassion when we come back. Don't go away.
When you build with Morton Buildings, you build something that lasts. And now you can build for less during Building Value Days.
If you're dreaming of a personal storage building, horse barn, farm storage, home, office, insulated workshop, or even a commercial facility, take advantage of our discounted pricing on new buildings now through February 28, 2019. So don't delay. Visit MortonBuildings.com for more information.
Hey, it's Matt the Pizza Guy again for Pizza Corner Pizza. I always love the reasons customers come up with to enjoy a Pizza Corner Pizza.
It's Friday night tradition at our house, Pizza Corner Pizza, and a movie.
Hey, at our place, it's all about the man cave. Getting the guys together, making sure the game is on, and Pizza Corner Pizza.
Whether it's chicken bacon ranch or sausage and pepperoni, Pizza Corner Pizzas don't need a reason. You can just have one. Follow us on Facebook or check us out at PizzaCornerPizza.com. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hey, Scott. There are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guide, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a seven-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour, brought to you today by our friends at the University of Mary. I want to talk a little bit about health care. Health care today has become increasingly more complex, demanding higher and higher degrees of skill. It means that the need for highly trained nursing leaders right now is critical. That's the word, critical. Earning an advanced degree in nursing from the University of Mary can prepare you to become a leader in your profession and succeed in today's complex and advanced clinical settings. The university's Doctor of Nursing Practice degree in Organizational Leadership and Family Nurse Practitioner programs are taught by highly qualified professionals who actually work in their fields. And the University of Mary has a stellar national reputation for excellence. their graduates score a 100% pass rate on national exams, and their alumni have a 100% employment rate. That's an outstanding record testifying to the high quality of their faculty and their programs. Furthermore, the university's online and hybrid programs offer the flexibility for working adults to grow in their careers while still remaining on the job. Become the nursing leader you want to be. Be that nursing leader. Find out more at umary.edu/DNP. More of our conversation now with Jason Benham, co-author of the book Bold and Broken, Becoming the Bridge Between Heaven and Earth. Fascinating conversation today, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. Enjoyed the book and encourage folks to get it as well. You talk about in the book how the idea here is to use our own everyday struggles as the strongest tools towards understanding the needs of others. And then ultimately getting to what God wants for us. How do you guys do that? You give us some examples in the book. Maybe share a story or two about an example of what we can do.
For sure. You know, and God has uniquely gifted each one of us, and he wants us to use those gifts, the talents and abilities that we have. But also we have testimonies. We have stories where maybe we failed. Maybe we haven't done what was right, and yet we repented. And God allowed us to then stand strong and become that bridge for somebody else. And what we mean by becoming the bridge is that there's a disconnect between God and the people that he's created. And of course that connection was bridged ultimately by Jesus, but we are still a part of the continual bridging of that gap between those that don't know Jesus and Jesus himself. And so God gives us opportunities to do that. I remember one time right after we were fired from HGTV, there's a guy who reached out to us on Facebook. He was a gay man, and he just unleashed the hounds of hell on me and David, telling us stuff that just made our stomachs turn. And the first thing that went on in our minds was, okay, we're gonna debate this guy because he's obviously completely off his rocker. But the Lord just pricked our spirits, specifically my brother, that God wanted us to win a person and not try to win a point. And so my brother sent him a Facebook message back and said, look, brother, I know you're speaking through your pain. And if you'd ever want to talk about it, we can. And this guy, within seconds, actually within minutes, sent a long Facebook post back that basically just unrolled his story and told us about sexual abuse and molestation, and just our hearts broke for this man. And then we discovered that he lived in Chicago and he was an avid baseball fan. And so we decided that we were going to send him front row tickets to a Chicago Cubs game. And I remember when we reached out to him and said, hey, we're going to send you these tickets. He's like, what? Why would you do that for me? And we said, because we love Jesus and we love you. And he said, wow, that's just incredible. And so he went to the game, and a couple of days after the game, he sent us a Facebook post and a message, and it was a link to the Mercy Me song, I Can Only Imagine. And he said, since you guys did that for me and sent me to that Chicago Cubs game, and I experienced such love from you guys, I've been listening to this song over and over, and I've been thinking about you guys, and I've been praying, and I have decided to give my heart to Jesus and to leave my lifestyle. And I just wanted to give you that testimony. And you know what? In that moment, David and I realized the power of the Holy Spirit. That in our own flesh, we would have argued and debated with the guy. But the Spirit just pricked our hearts and said, no, you need to be a bridge. And the only way to be that bridge is to be broken. And yet we were still bold when we talked with him about human sexuality and how God's blessings are found inside God's boundaries. So it took boldness there, but it took brokenness for us to see through our point to the person. And by God's grace, we were able to be a bridge for him that day.
Yeah, that's so great, because so often you just you think you know the particular issue well enough, and you just plow right in with your pride and tell them how it's supposed to be. And as you say, the brokenness piece of this is so important because it projects a humility. I mean, it's not fake. It's not projecting anything. It's just being genuine about it, right? And recognizing where you're far from perfect. And because there's nothing worse when you're trying to make a point to someone else, trying to talk down to them and act as though you're perfect, right? And that's how most people that are broken, even worse, see you. They see you as, oh, you're just preaching to me. You're just, you know, but you just care. You love them, you know? You absolutely love them. So, and really, folks, that's as simple as this. This whole book, it's love one another. It's not hard. And that doesn't mean love in the sense you love your wife and kids. It means love that there's a fellow child of God. Love them, you know? Just follow Nat King Cole's advice there, right? L-O-V-E. Jason, a thrill. Keep up all the good work. You guys are a real beacon out there, and we appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
You too. Bold and Broken, becoming the bridge between heaven and earth, suggested by one of our listeners who read it, loved it, and wanted us to interview them. By the way, we're happy to do that. If you got a book out there that you just want to hear more about, or you saw something on TV or read about something and want to hear about it, throw it our way. Give us a challenge. Chris Christie coming up soon. And we have Greg Jarrett Wednesday on the Russia hoax as well. So we'll have other authors too. So interesting stuff. But those guys are great. All right, folks, God bless you. Ed Schaefer in for me tomorrow. I'll see you Wednesday on What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm just letting you know how grateful I am for all the calls, texts, and questions, and families who allowed me to help them getting their estate set up so it's protected, preserved, and ultimately passed on to the next generation without court oversight, probate attorneys, public record, and contestation issues with the family. One thing I heard from so many families is that they ultimately want it easy on their family, on their children. And everyone who does call will also receive a nice organizer so you can help get your thoughts together. Thank you so much for calling. I want to let you know how appreciative I am. My number is 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.